The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbate Presents One-on-One. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I am here with Casey. How you doing, Casey?
It's early for me, but I'm very excited to be here and doing a one-on-one. Feels like it's been a while, but I'm excited to be here.
All right, Casey, tell us about your podcast, where to find it, what it's about, all that kind of good stuff. Shameless plugs.
Shameless plugs, An Evening at the Movies, as everybody knows, is a movie review show. We drop new episodes every Wednesday, and we've got all kinds of good stuff coming up, so you can find us on social media and stay updated there as well. Literature Reapers is kind of sort of on a hiatus right now while we figure out what's going on. But normally we'll drop a couple episodes a month on Mondays. So again, social media, you can get all the information there as well for that. As well as I'm also one of the founding members of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network with Dre and Kendra and Amanda and Shanna and Harvey and Cam, and I think I got everybody.
Yeah, pretty sure. I've got Cam, I think, though.
Anyway, so yeah, Cam definitely in there too. I know Cam sometimes gets left out. I personally don't intend to ever leave Cam out, but sometimes it just nonchalantly happens, so. But yes, very excited to be here. Let's do this shit.
Okay, so we are going to do remakes of movies bracket. So, and we got a howdy. I'm pretty sure that's Friendo. If it's Friendo, let me know. But yeah, we are going to do the 104 remake movies of all time. You may move it for all time. Here's how this goes. There's going to be a playing game. I'm going to say four movies. You're going to say, what's the best movie out of the four? The best two movies out of the four. Those will go on. The highest seed will all play the lowest seed. There'll be a bye in the fourth round and the quarterfinals. And just like always, I did not make these rankings. These rankings actually come from Ranker.com. You got a problem with that? Blame Ranker.com. All right. All right, Casey, are you ready?
I am 100% ready, sir.
All right. So let's – oh, and another thing is, if Casey has a matchup that he doesn't like or don't want or just don't care about, he's allowed to give it to me. However, though, he got to live with that consequence because, like I always said, the highest seed will always play the lowest seed, so you never know who's going to play who. Now, are you ready? Casey.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Playing games. The playing game. Sorry. Here's the four movie. We got Red Dawn, 2012. The Beat That My Heart Skipped, 2005. Nosferatu, The Vampire, 1979. And The Lord of the Rings, 2001.
Let's go with Red Dawn and Nosferatu.
All right, and out of those two, what's the better one? Better movie?
Let's go Nosferatu, better, and then Red Dawn.
All right, so Red Dawn will go here. I'll copy that. Red Dawn will go here, and then Nosferatu will go here. All right. So let's go into the bracket. We've got number one, The Mummy, 1999. Versus number 100, Evil Dead, 2013.
Not The Evil Dead.
All right, The Mummy. And yeah. The Mummy will play Red Dawn in the next round. Number two, Dumbo, 2019. Birth number 99, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, 2013.
Dumbo.
And Dumbo will play Nosferatu in the next round. we have number three, True Lies, 1994. Or number 98, The Maturing Candidate, 2004.
Let's go with The Maturing Candidate.
All right. We have number four, The Departed, 2006. Or number 97, Total Recall, 2012.
Yeah, this one's not even a contest. It's The Departed by a long, long shot. That's just an amazing fucking movie.
Mm-hmm. Number five, Casino Royale, 2006. Or number 96, Mulan, 2020.
I'll go with Casino Royale for that one.
Number six, Ocean's 11, 2001. Or number 95, Aladdin, 2019.
Oceans. I'm not a fan of most of the live action Disney remakes.
I understand. A lot of people not. Number seven, The Thing, 1982. Version number 94, Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle, 2018.
The Thing, 1982, is classic John Carpenter. As we've discussed a lot in the almost 2 years that we've known each other, everybody knows I'm a huge horror fan, so, and John Carpenter is a horror icon, so I'll go with The Thing, 82.
All right. Number eight, Scarface, 1983. Or number 93, The Lion King, 2019.
One of my favorite lines from cinema history is say hello to my little friends. So, yeah, Scarface.
All right.
It may not necessarily be the perfect Cuban accent that Pacino has, and the fact that he's Italian and playing a Cuban, but I still love the movie.
All right. Number nine, The Magnificent Seven, 2016. Or number 92, Suspiria, 2018. I hope I got that right. Let me make sure I got that right. Yeah, Suspiria.
Fun fact, when Suspiria came out, it actually was the number one movie in the country on the day I was born. So for that reason alone, I'll go with Suspiria.
So Suspiria is 2018, so I'm pretty sure he wasn't born 4 years ago.
Well, five years ago. The original was released on my birthday.
All right.
Sorry about that confusion.
All right. Suspiria will play Casino Royale in the next round. Number 10, Fistful of Dollars, 1964. Birth number 91, Emma, 2020.
Fistful of Dollars.
Number 11, 12 Monkeys, 1995. Or number 90, Get Carter, 2000.
What was the first one again?
It's number 11, 12 Monkeys, 1995. Or number 90, Get Carter, 2000.
12 Monkeys.
All right. Number 12, Man on Fire, 2004. Or number 89, Peach Dragon, 2016.
Man on Fire.
Number 13, The Fly, 1986. Or number 88, 13 Assassins, 2010.
Classic B horror. I'm going to go with The Fly.
All right. Number 14, Little Shop of Horrors, 1986. Or number 87, Cat People, 1982.
Yeah, Little Shop of Horrors is one of the most underrated movies of all time. I love that movie. I love watching. I can see that movie hundreds of thousands of times and sing along every damn time. So, Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay. Number 15, True Grit, 2010. Or number 86, To Be or Not To Be, 1983.
We'll go with True Grit. Not a huge Western fan, but it's not a horrible movie.
Number 16, Bedazzled, 2000. Or number 85, Against All Eyes, 1984.
We'll go Against All Odds because it has a song in it that I love to do karaoke to. So,
all right. Well, Against All Odds.
Shout out to Phil Collins.
Well, Against All Odds, we'll play Ocean's 11 in the next round.
Oh, Jesus.
Number 17, 310 to Yama, 2007. Verse number 84, Ghost in the Shell, 2017.
This is actually a very close matchup for me, but I think I'm going to go with 310 to Yuma.
Number 18, Gone in 60 Seconds, 2000. Or number 83, The Woman in Red, 1984.
Yeah, not a huge Nicolas Cage fan, but Gone in 60 Seconds is definitely one of my favorite performances of his. So yeah, we'll go with the Grand Theft Auto movie, Gone in 60 all right. Seconds.
All right, we have Cape Fear, 1991, or number 82, Herbie, Fully Loaded, 2005.
This stinks because generally I like to see upsets, but so far, a lot of these movies, the top seeds are actually better than what they're matched up against. Cape Fear is an amazing performance, incredibly creepy. Yeah, Cape Fear.
All right. And Cape Fear moves on. Number 20. Three Men and a Baby, 1987. Versus number 81, The Jungle Book, 2016.
All right, can you say it again? I kind of broke up.
Number 20, Three Men and a Baby. Or number 81, The Jungle Book. The Three Men and a Baby is from 1987. Oh, okay. The Jungle Book is from 2016.
Yeah, Three Men and a Baby. That I've seen that movie 1,500 times, and it's very much a part of my childhood from way back in the day when I was a lot younger and not older and feeling the hatred from Kendra.
Excuse me. Number 21, Heat, 1995. Versus number 80, The Poseidon Adventure, 2005.
We'll go with The Poseidon Adventure for that one.
Okay. The Poseidon Adventure will play The Thing in the next round. Number 22, Dawn of the Dead, 2004. Or number 79, Down and Out in Beverly Hills, 1986.
I did not even realize Down and Out in Beverly Hills was a remake.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn of the Dead, though.
Sorry. Down and Out in Beverly Hills. But, yeah, it's a remake of a 1919 play.
Okay, I'm old, but I'm not that old, so I wasn't watching movies back in the early part of the 20th century.
All right. So you said Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
All right. Number 23, The Italian Job, 2003. Or number 78, The Wolfman, 2010.
Let's go with The Italian Job. It was a pretty good movie. Had actually a pretty good cast as well.
All right. Number 24, The Ring, 2002. Versus number 77, Fright Night, 2011.
We're going to go Fright Night just for the pure fact that I have an affinity for all things vampire, so Fright Night.
Okay. And Fright Night, we'll play Scarface in the next round. Number 25, Ransom, 1996. Or number 76, Death Wish, 2018.
Death Wish.
All right. In Death Wish, we'll play A Fistful of Dollars in the next round. Number 26, Freaky Friday, 2003. Versus number 75, Let Me In, 2010.
I actually really, really like Let Me In, so we'll go with that one.
All right. Let Me In. We'll play 12 Monkeys in the next round. Sorry, give me a minute. Where was I? All right, number 27, Peter Pan. Sorry, number 27, Father of the Bride, 1991. Versus number 74, Peter Pan, 2003.
Father of the Bride, classic Steve Martin. Classic Steve Martin and Martin Short.
All right. Number 28, Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, 1993. Versus number 73, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, 2005.
You're not Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
All right, Homeward Bound it is. Number 29, Ben-Hur, 1959. Version number 72, The Grinch, 2018.
Ben-Hur.
Okay. Number 30, Dread, 2012. Version number 71, The Fog, 2005.
The Fog.
All right. In The Fog, we'll play Man on Fire in the next round. All right. Number 31, The Birdcage, 1996. Versus number 70, The Call of the Wild, 2020.
Birdcage, big time. Great Robin Williams performance. Easy choice. Mm-hmm.
Number 32, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1978. Versus number 69, The Man Who Knew Too Much, 1956.
Let's go with The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Okay. The Man Who Knew Too Much will play The Fly in the next round. Number 33, Murder on the Orient Express, 2017. Best Verse number 68, Victor Victoria, 1982.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Number 34, The Maltese Falcon, 1941. Verse number 67, The Predator, 2018.
Let's go with The Maltese Falcon. I wasn't as impressed with the Predator remake.
All right. Number 35, Sweeney Todd and the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, 2007. Version number 66, Heaven Can Wait, 1978.
Sweeney Todd is one of my all-time favorite Johnny Depp performances, and depending upon what it gets matched up with later, I don't see me voting against it at all this morning, so Sweeney Todd.
All right. Number 36, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, 1988. Version number 65, Cinderella, 2015.
We'll go Cinderella.
All right. Cinderella will play The Little Shop of Horrors in the next round. Number 37, The Mechanic, 2011. Version number 64, House on Honey Hill, 1999.
I really love the House on Haunted Hill remake, so yeah, House on Haunted Hill.
And House on Haunted Hill will play True Grit. Number 38, Godzilla 2014, or number 63, Beauty and the Beast 2017.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty
not
and
the... all the did not all the Disney live action remakes were garbage, and Beauty and the Beast wasn't that bad.
Beauty and the Beast will play 3-10 of Yuma in the next round. Number 39, The Thomas Crown Affair, 1968. Version number 62, Romeo and Juliet. 1996, Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
This is where I think you and I have a thought process that is kind of sort of in line. Mm-hmm. I think William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is one of, if not Leonardo DiCaprio's best performances of all time. So we'll go with Romeo and Juliet.
All right. And Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet will play Gone in 60 Seconds in the next round.
Oh, shit. I did make these rankings.
Mm-hmm. Number 40, King Kong, 2005. Or number 61, Assault on Precinct 13, 1976.
King Kong.
All right. King Kong moves on. Number 41, Walking Tall, 2004. Versus number 60, The Producers, 2005.
So, my hometown is actually shouted out in The Walking Tall remake with The Rock. Mm. In the beginning of the movie, there's a reference to the people leaving the sawmills down in Aberdeen, which at the time the sawmills in Aberdeen were going under rather quickly. So, but The Producers is an all-time classic movie. It's Mel Brooks at his finest. So The Producers.
All right. The Producers will play Cape Fear in the next round.
Oh, Jesus.
Number 42, Lady and the Tramp, 2019. Or number 59, White Man Can't Jump, 2023.
Mm-mm. Not White Man. That, no. No. White Man Can't Jump, the OG, is so much a part of my youth. There's no way in hell that that remake was going to live up to the standard I have set for it. So I can't vote for that one.
All right. Well, Lady and the Tramp moves on. Number 43, Sin of a Woman, 1992. Verse number 58, Gone in Style, 2017.
Just for upset factor, let's go with the Gone in Style.
All right. Gone in Style will play 3 Men and a Baby in the next round. Number 44, The Longest Yard, 2005. Or number 57, A Little Princess, 1995.
I prefer the original, but as far as the head-to-head matchup here, I'm going to vote for The Longest Yard. Definitely a star-studded cast. It's not a horrible remake, but it's one of those where I grew up on the original, watching the original, and yeah. But this matchup, definitely Longest Yard, though.
All right, number 45, A Star is Born, 2018. Or number 56, House of Wax, 1953.
I went into this thinking that Lady Gaga was not going to be able to win me over as an actress. And I was pleasantly surprised that she did. I think she did a fantastic job in the movie. So I'll vote for A Star is Born.
All right. Number 46, The Parent Trap, 1998. Number 55, Hairspray, 2007.
Hairspray.
Okay. And Hairspray will play Dawn of the Dead in the next row. Excuse me. So we have number 47, No Way Out, 1987. Verse number 54, War on the Worlds, 2005.
Yeah, No Way Out. I can count on one hand how many Tom Cruise movies I like, and War of the Worlds is not one of them.
All right. Got number 48, The Invisible Man, 2020. Versus number 53, Mortal Kombat, 2021.
After the complete disappointment of what was Mortal Kombat Annihilation, I was pleasantly surprised with the Mortal Kombat remake. So I'll give it my vote this time around.
All right. Mortal Kombat will play the tie-in job in the next round. Number 49, The Great Gatsby, 2013. Or number 52, The Nutty Professor, 1996.
No, I have a bigger place in my heart for The Nutty Professor and that performance by Eddie Murphy. Is multiple character Eddie Murphy at his finest. Him, Buddy Love, all the different members of the family. Yeah, Nutty Professor.
But Nutty Professor will play Father of the Bride in the next round.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And last but not least, we have Alice in Wonderland, or number 50, Alice in Wonderland, 2010. Or number 51, Insomnia, 2002.
This one's close. I'm going to go ahead and let you have it, Dre.
Alice in Wonderland gave me a headache when I watched it in 2010 in 3D. Insomnia was just pure Robin Williams as his darkest finest. So I'm going to go with Insomnia here. And Insomnia will play Homeward Bound, which means that No Way Out will play Ben-Hur. A Star Is Born will play The Birdcage. The Longest Yard will play Murder on the Orient Express. Lady and the Tramp will play Matisse Falcon. And King Kong will play Sweeney Todd. All right. Are you ready for round two?
I guess. I wasn't expecting some of these more difficult matchups to pop up so early, but.
All right. So we have The Mummy or Red Dawn?
The Mummy.
All right. We got Dumbo or Nosferatu, the vampire.
Nosferatu.
And Nosferatu will play the mummy in the next room. Yeah, the Departed or the Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, there's not a whole hell of a lot in this bracket that's going to beat The Departed, so The Departed.
Casino Royale or Suspiria?
Casino Royale is one of my more favorite Bond movies, so Casino Royale.
Again, Ocean's 11s or Against All Odds?
Ocean's 11.
The Thing or The Poseidon Adventure?
The Thing.
Scarface or Fright Night?
It's still Scarface.
A Fistful of Dollars or Death Wish?
Let's go Death Wish.
All right. And Death Wish will play The Departed in the next round. 12 Monkeys or Let Me In?
Let Me In.
Let Me In will play Casino Royale in the next round. Man on Fire or The Fog?
Fog.
And The Fog will play Ocean's 11 in the next round. The Fly or The Man Who Knew Too Much?
The Fly.
Little Shop of Horrors or Cinderella?
I think I'll be a dentist and knock out Cinderella.
All right. Okay. True Grit or House on Haunted Hill?
House on Haunted Hill.
All right. So first things first, House on Haunted Hill will play The Thing, and Chancey says, feed me, Seymour. Three Ten of Yuma. I think I said it right, but anyway, or Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. 3:10 to Yuma.
Going in 60 seconds or William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Let's go Romeo and Juliet.
All right. And William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet will play Scarface in the next round. Cape Fear or The Producers?
God, this, these are both great movies. I have... The place in my heart for this movie is just a little bit bigger than the other, so Cape Fear.
All right. Excuse me. 3 Men and a Baby or Going in Style, Going King Style.
3 Men and a Baby.
Dawn of the Dead or Hairspray?
Dawn of the Dead.
The Italian Job or Mortal Kombat?
Italian Job.
Father of the Bride or Nutty Professor?
Son of a bitch. I love both of these equally. I can't. I'll live with the consequences. Go ahead, Dre.
All right. Well, first things first, I am going to pick Nutty Professor. My professor will play The Fly. And we got some comments. Back when Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark for the Italian Job, I think, or one of them.
I think it was Josh, Italian Job.
And then Josh said, when did they remake Scarface? The original Scarface came out in the 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's favorite Scarface is the remake. So, yeah.
Came out in 1932.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that there was one that came out back in the 30s up until like 10 years ago. So, don't feel bad for not knowing that Scarface was a remake.
Yes. And Josh asked, the one I thought was the OGs, the remake. Yes, that is a remake of a movie that came out in the 30s. All right.
Yeah, Al Pacino's version.
All right. Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, or Insomnia?
Insomnia.
And Insomnia will play Little Shop of Horrors in the next round.
Oh, Jesus.
Ben-Hur or No Way Out?
Ben-Hur.
The Birdcage or A Star Is Born?
Damn. The Birdcage.
All right. Murder on an Orient Express or The Longest Yard?
Murder on the Orient Express.
The Maltese Falcon or Lady and Tramp?
Lady and Tramp.
And Lady and Tramp will play 3-10 of Yuma in the next round. And last but not least, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, or King Kong?
Sweeney Todd. I had to pause for dramatic effect there.
All right. That means that Sweeney Todd will play Cape Fear. Murder on the Orient Express will play Three Men and a Baby. The Birdcage will play Dawn of the Dead. And Ben-Hur will play The Italian Job. All right, so we're on round three. Your highest seeded movie will be your bye into round four. Sorry, into the quarterfinal, sorry. All right, so we got The Mummy or Nosferatu the Vampire?
The Mummy.
And The Mummy will be your bye into the quarterfinals. The Departed or Death Wish?
The Departed.
Casino Royale or Let Me In?
Casino Royale.
Ocean's 11 or The Fog?
Ocean's 11.
The Thing or House on Haunted Hill?
House on Haunted Hill. I think it's time for an upset.
All right, couple things. You said House on Haunted Hill, right?
Yes.
House on Haunted Hill will play The Departed. And we have a comment that says, one comment said, didn't know Three Men and a Baby was a remake either. It definitely is a remake.
It's a remake of a French movie.
Yeah. And how are you going to skip The Thing, Meltdown and Shoes? I didn't skip The Thing. He picked House on Haunted Hill over The Thing.
Right. So I don't know when this episode's gonna drop. I'm assuming it's weeks out. Mm-hmm. But Chance, you and I have an episode of An Evening at the Movies coming up here the week after Thanksgiving. So I fully expect to allow you to have time to fully melt down over that decision during that episode. So
okay.
Have fun.
Well, there you go. All right. Got Scarface or Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet?
You say that again. I kind of broke up.
Got Scarface or Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah. Bye, Leo.
All right. Scarface.
Say hello to Scarface.
The Fly or The Nutty Professor?
Nutty Professor.
And Nutty Professor will play Casino Royale in the next round. Little Shop of Horror or Insomnia? Little Shop of Horror or Insomnia?
I'm thinking I'm only because I'm going to bank on something that you said earlier, and I know how much you love Little Shop of Horrors. So, Silver Platter, you can make the choice, Dre.
Oh, that's not even hard. This isn't. I think Insomnia was a good movie, but definitely Little Shop of Horror.
I figured that's how you were going to go, but I didn't want to personally have to make that choice. I love both movies, so either way would have been fine by me.
310 of Yuma or Lady and the Tramp?
310 to Yuma.
So 310 of Yuma moves on, and then he says, could you imagine Scarface when them speaking in Shakespearean? When they stick in Shakespearean. Oh, God. I wouldn't mind seeing that, though. Kind of truth. Cape Fear or Sweeney and Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street?
Cape Fear is great, but in my mind, it's not Sweeney Todd, so Sweeney Todd.
And Sweeney Todd will play Ocean's 11 in the next round. 3 Men and a Baby or Murder on the Orient Express?
3 Men and a Baby.
Dawn of the Dead or The Birdcage?
Birdcage.
And The Birdcage will play Scarface in the next round. Oh. And last but not least, The Italian Job or Ben-Hur?
Italian Job.
And The Italian Job will play Little Shop of Horrors, which means that 3 Men and a Baby will play 310 of Yuma in the next round. So, The Mummy automatically went to the quarterfinals. Whether the bottom part of this bracket will automatically go into the semifinals. Are you ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
The Departed or House on Haunted Hill?
As much as I love the House on Haunted Hill, it's time to cut ties. The Departed.
Casino Royale or Nutty Professor?
I love this Bond movie, but not more than I love The Nutty Professor. So, Nutty Professor.
The Nutty Professor will play The Mummy in the next round. Ocean's 11 or Sweeney Todd and Demon Barber of Fleet Street?
Sweeney.
And Sweeney Todd will play The Departed in the next round.
Oh, fuck.
Scarface or The Birdcage?
Scarface.
Little Shop of Horrors or The Italian Job?
Little Shop of Horrors.
All right. Which means that Little Shop of Horrors will be your bye to the Final Four, because whatever wins out his next matchup will play Scarface. So, got 310 of Yuma or 3 Men and a Baby?
3 Men and a Baby. Easily.
And three men and a Baby will play Scarface. So, like I said before, Little Shop of Horror is automatically in your Final Four. We need to see what three movies will be in your Final Four. We have The Mummy or The Nutty Professor.
Nutty Professor.
All right, so The Nutty Professor moves on. We have The Departed or Sweeney Todd and Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Um, Sweeney.
All right, so Sweeney Todd moves on. And we have a comment that says, well, we got two comments, actually. Jamie says, oh, Casey, you got me on a few. Thought you would vote otherwise. And then it said, is the new Three Men and the Baby really that good? So no, the Three Men and the Baby is 1987's version of the one you think about. That's the remake. The Three Men and the Baby has come from a French film, like from the, I want to say the 40s, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
So that's the original Three Men and the Baby movie. But the Three Men and the Baby, you're thinking about
going to Ted Danson and is the remake. Tom Selleck and that. Yeah, that's the remake. So, yeah, that's a classic 80s movie.
All right. With that being said, Scarface versus Three Men and the Baby.
I don't like this matchup at all, 100%. And I'm not 100% sure I'm comfortable giving it to you. I'm just going to have to pick one and rip the Band-Aid off and whatever I decide is Dime of Fate. Heads, it's 3 Men and a Baby. Or what was it? 3 Men and a Baby and Scarface?
Mm-hmm.
Heads, 3 Men and a Baby. Tails, Scarface. Scarface.
All right. So that means that Scarface will play the Nutty Professor. And Little Shop of Horrors will play Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. So normally this is around time we will compare Final Fours, but I have to delete my bracket for this because I'm running out of space for on Google Sheets. So so that is what it is. Power though, your Final Four is the Night Professor, Scarface, Sweeney Todd, Demon Barber, Fleet Street, and the Little Shop of Horrors. So whatever all these two matches, whoever wins will go to your finals. Whoever loses go to the third place game. You have a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we got Scarface or the Nutty Professor.
Okay, maybe I lied. Maybe I'm not ready. Scarface.
All right, that means that Scarface will go to the finals. Nutty Professor will go to the third place game. We have the Little Shop of Horrors or Sweeney Todd of Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Sweeney Todd.
All right. So it means that Sweeney Todd will play Scarface. And Power, though, let's do the third place game first. Casey, you just went through 104 remakes courtesy of Ranker.com. I need to know what's the third best remake movie on this list. Is number 14, number 14, Little Shop of Horrors, 1986. Or number 52, The Nutty Professor, 1996.
This is a close matchup for me, but I am 1,000% confident in saying that in this matchup, Little Shop of Horrors is the better movie. So, Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors number 3, and The Professor's number 4. But this is not about third. This is about the best. Again, we went through 104 remake movies. I want to thank you for coming along for this ride. However, though, I didn't know what's number 1, even though I'm pretty sure I already do. So got number 8, Scarface, 1983. Or number 35, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, 2007.
The one you think is probably about that much ahead of the other one, but I'm kind of hesitant to pick it. So we're going to go heads, Sweeney, tails, Scarface, and whichever one pops up, it'll win. And I'm okay with that. So, Sweeney Todd.
All right. So, Sweeney Todd number one, Scarface number two, The Little Shop of Horrors number three, and The Professor number four. How do you feel about that?
I feel, as far as my movie tastes go, that probably is a pretty good picture of four of my all-time favorite remakes of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good with it. I mean, there's a couple that probably could have gone on, but to, you know, mix things up for and not make everything so predictable and cookie cutter. So at the end of the day, a good solid Final Four was made, and I think a solid movie won. So
the comment says Tony Montana would easily hand it Sweeney Todd.
Again, we can discuss that next time up, Chance.
All right. With that being said, I want to thank Casey for coming on to do his one-on-one. Like always, Casey knows that he's allowed to come on to do one-on-one anytime he wants to. I will never say no, just like anyone listening live or watching live or listening. You can always come on and do these brackets. I'm never going to say no to it. You're going to have to sit down and make a day and time for it. However, though, you got to make a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are a bitch to make. That being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.